I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1929. It was the first day of the strike at the Loray Textile Mill in Gastonia, North Carolina. Textile mill workers in the South were paid significantly less than workers in the North. Child labor restrictions were not strictly enforced in many Southern mills. To make matters worse, in 1927, the company hired engineering experts to study the Loray Mill. Their goal was to figure out how to drive down labor costs even further. The plan they concocted was called stretching out. Under the stretching out system, each worker had to keep an eye on more spindles for the same pay. Pleased with the idea, the company laid off a third of its workforce. When the National Textile Workers Union came to town for an organizing drive, the workers were more than ready to strike. Vera Buck Weisbord, one of the union organizers, recalled. The women talked about the stretch out, how you needed roller skates to run from one side to another. You couldn't cover so many. They talked about how their children would get sick, and it was so hard to give them any care. The strike soon became violent. The mill bosses evicted strikers from their company housing. Masked men destroyed the union headquarters. A gunfight broke out at a strike camp, wounding several. A police officer was killed. Dozens of strikers were arrested, but no one was convicted. After the shooting of the officer, violence against the strikers increased. One day, a strike organizer and labor musician, Ella Mae Wiggins, was shot on the way to a rally. She had 5 children. No one was convicted in her case either. Sadly, after her death, the strike was defeated. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.